Welcome to the Healthy and Strong podcast from Incredible Health. I'm Dr. Toni Harrison, a board-certified anesthesiologist. Because of my personal health journey, I learned to bridge the gap between the American healthcare system and alternative medicine. Now, our team will bring the latest and greatest tips, tricks, and tactics from traditional medicine, functional medicine, nutrition, and exercise physiology so that our clients can feel great at any age. Now let's jump to it. Hi, Dr. Toni Harrison again with Incredible Health, and today I wanted to talk about sermorelin. First off, the pronunciation. I've heard it both ways from good companies, same reps, so I don't know that there's a correct way to pronounce it. So it's either sermorelin or sermorelin. There we go. So I hear it said both ways. If you're not familiar with it, it is a human growth hormone analog. It's a peptide, which is the scientific name for a short protein. What it does is it stimulates your own pituitary gland to increase your own production of human growth hormone. So it doesn't wipe out your pituitary. You're not purchasing human growth hormone, which is actually quite expensive. So this is a much more affordable option if you're interested in anti-aging or improving muscle composition, which would be the two populations that I see it used in most. Either young adults who are working out hard but wanting to take their fitness that extra level, so they want to increase their muscle mass, decrease their fat mass, and just improve their appearance a little bit. Or the population that's concerned about anti-aging. And it works well for both both populations. There's two different ways to administer it also, either every night of the month or 20 nights out of the 30 nights in the month. Both work well. I tend to suggest the 20 nights out of the month more often than I do every night. But both approaches can work. Sermorelin is also typically combined with either GHRP2 or GHRP6 or both. We tend not to use much of the GHRP6 because it stimulates the appetite. And when I say it stimulates the appetite, we're talking ravenous, uncontrollable appetite, which is not what people are desiring. So we have found better results with the sermorelin combined with GHRP2. I think at this point I would really need for somebody to talk me into the 6 because we've just had so many clients struggle with it. And we're getting just as good a results with the 2 only. It's administered at bedtime. It makes some people really sleepy almost immediately. So you definitely want to be close to your bed when you get ready to inject it. Inject it with an insulin needle, just like people inject their insulin if they're diabetic, typically into the fat of the abdomen or thigh. Tiny needle, really doesn't hurt. It's a sub-Q injection, so you just want to pop through the skin and deposit the medication right into the fat layer. The benefits improve over time. So within the first week, people really notice an improvement in their sleep. That's huge, right? Not just for the benefit of sleep itself, but sleep has so many effects on the human body. Your muscle repair happens at sleep. Your brain repair happens during sleep. If you're not sleeping, you're not going to be able to control your appetite the following day. You're not going to have judgment about the things you should eat. It's too easy to lose your willpower if you're sleep deprived. So it's kind of accumulation of benefits from improving sleep alone. So sleep happens first. You get an improvement in skin elasticity, so the quality of your skin is younger. You increase your bone density, you decrease your fat mass, you increase your muscle mass, your thinking clears up. In 8 weeks is when people really notice their body composition has improved. So to monitor somerelin, we test for IGF-1 and we follow IGF-1. So if you feel like somerelin is something that could benefit you and your health goals, we're available here at the clinic, incrediblehealthcenter.com. The phone number is 480-418-3678, and I hope this helped. Thanks.